So an interesting discussion. Does Mikra Megillah require a minyan or does it not require a minyan? So what's the halacha? So the Mechaber in Hilchas Megillah, this is in Simen Tof Reish Tzadi, says the Shulchan Aruch, Sifkot and Yudches, Megillah, be Yudalur b'tezvav, Megillah, when it's being read on Yudalur Adar or Tezvav Adar, Tzarech Lachsar Achar Asara, you're supposed to try to find a minyan. The M-E-F-Shar Ba'asara, if however you can't find a minyan, Koyin Ois B'yachet. So the Katchili, you're supposed to find a minyan, even Bizmana, but B'dievet, it's not Ma'ak. And then the Ramah says, V'yesh le'estapik im noshim mitstarfois la'asara. Says the Ramah, I have a suffix whether women count for a minyan or whether women do not count for a minyan. So what's the Ramah's suffix? Ordinarily, throughout halacha, a woman doesn't count for a minyan. So why all of a sudden now, when it comes to the laws of Mikra Megillah, does the Ramah say, V'yesh l'estapik, and the makar to this Ramah is Agoyis Ashri, in the first parak of Masechtas Megillah. It comes from the Rishonim. But why would the Rishonim not show? Why did the Rishonim have it said that a woman should count for a minyan? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Efshar, the Kivan, the Hurak, Mishum, Persume Nisa, being that the whole objective of having a minyan is for Persume Nisa, Sagiyaf Menashim. So it's for that reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the Ramah, and really that Goyis Ashri, had it said that maybe a woman would count. Meaning, even Rav Asni and Rav Shaloi Bezmana, who holds that there's a din minyan when it comes to Mikra Megillah, it's not because we look at Mikra Megillah as a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. It's not because we look at it as Kaddish, or Kedusha, or Chazar Sashatz, or Kriya Satayr on Shabbos. It's not like something that's a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha that requires minyan. The reason we're saying minyan is Poshit for Persume Nisa. The reason we're reading the Megillah is Persume Nisa. So it's because there's an Indian of being mefarsim the nes beroiv am, so it's for that reason there's an idea of having asara. So says the Hagoyis Ashri and the Ramah is based on that. I could hear it said that even though ordinarily a woman doesn't count for a minyan, that's when we're dealing with asara beshchinta sharia dovah shabbat kedusha. But here it's about persume nisa. So if it's about persume nisa, l'chura for sure a woman should count for a minyan just like a man does. But what comes out is that there's a fundamental difference between the din minyan when it comes to Mikra Megillah and the din minyan when it comes to other dvarim shabbat kedusha. It's interesting that there's another nafkemina lahalacha based on this point, and that is that even though you find this concept of minyan when it comes to Mikra Megillah, but it's based on Persume Nisa, as opposed to ordinarily when you find a din minyan, which is more related to a general concept of Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. And this is also in Mishnah Berurah. It's in Hilchas Brachas. It's in Simen Nun Hei. So the Shulchan Aruch over there is discussing, if somebody's sleeping, a shluft, does he count for a minyan, or does he not count for a minyan? So it's an open halach in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mechaber says that somebody that's sleeping can count for a minyan. Then his echad me'asar l'spalo levado, if any yachal lanos imam. Oh, this is what we need. Shu yashen, afilu hachim mitzdarif imam. So the Mechaber says, if somebody's sleeping, he counts for a minyan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin b'prima gadim, shekasav, the huadin le'inyin zimun asar. The same is true, le'inyin zimun asar, yed a suda, there were 10 people at the meal, and now it comes time to say, Rabbi Samuel and Benchen. There's 10 people, but one person is sleeping on the couch. So the question is, could you say, Nevarech elikenu shechalnu mishalai, or no, being that the person's sleeping, so it doesn't work, says the Prima Gadim, that just like the Mechaber says, someone that's sleeping counts for a minyan when it comes to Hilchas Tfilo, so the same is going to be true when it comes to Hilchas Zimun, says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm skipping. Ach, le'inyan Kriyas HaMegillah. But when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, bevadai ein ayashem etzdarf la'asara. It's pasha to me that someone that's sleeping doesn't count. Why? De be'megillah ba'i asara le'persumei nisa. U be'yashin le'kopirsa. Because the whole inyan of minyan is persumei nisa. And if a person's sleeping, there's going to be no persumei nisa. It's the same lamedus. Because there's a fundamental difference between the din asara when it comes to Mikra Megillah and in Shar Halacha. Shar Halacha is, you need the person. Okay, you need the person. He's there. I sleeping, he's still there. But when it comes to Mikra Megillah, it's all about Persume Nisa. And because it's all about Persume Nisa, so the person has to be away. So what comes out is that because of this lamdas, we have two nafkiminas lalacha. One's a kula, the other one's a chumra. Being that the whole Indian of Asar, when it comes to Mikra Megillah, is based on the idea of Persume Nisa, so a woman who ordinarily is not part of the minyan over here would be part of the minyan, at least one side in the Ramah. Additionally, someone that's sleeping that ordinarily would not be, would ordinarily would be part of the minyan over here, a chumrah, the person that's sleeping would not be part of the minyan.